service today has been pretty prophetic. And yesterday, when I was working on it, I kept setting it down and coming back to it, and then all of a sudden, the Lord told me to go to a song and look at the lyrics. And the lyrics of the song. Do we have something to do before sermon, Larry? Am I forgetting anything? Okay. Talk about a prophecy of what's coming. And so, when you get your sermon outline, on the right side is the beginning of the song, and the second page is the rest of the song. Now, it was too long for us to do in regular worship, so what we're going to do when I'm done with a few words is we're going to have the song come on our audio, and I'm going to have you follow along the words. And I want you to remember these words because they're outlined in black and they're underlined. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, right? God's a God of first, amen? But what are we believing for? What's the first thing we're believing for as a church, as a body of Christ? We're believing for revival, and that's what the song says. I can see a cloud heavy with rain, and it looks like revival is headed our way. Second thing was, I can see a cloud heavy with rain, and it looks like salvation. Come on. With revival is salvation, right? Salvation, many of them. I can hear a sound of the abundance of rain, and it sounds like freedom. Come on. The church needs to be set free. People need to be set free of their sin, their sickness, their death, and their sorrows. Amen? And that should be our goal. Freedom's headed our way. I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain, and it sounds like... Anybody want to raise their hand when I say the word provision? Are you thankful for provision that God provides for us? Hallelujah. You know, I love pouring money in the church and sending people off on mission trips and Brother Joe to Southeast Asia, you guys to Honduras. Love that. And I can see a cloud heavy with rain, and it looks like healing is headed our way. If you need healing heading your way, come on. It's headed our way. I love that, and it always will. And it looks like joy is headed our way. I can see a cloud heavy with rain, and it looks like joy is headed our way. And then it emphasized that later. So anyway, we're going to be doing that a little differently today. Mary, you can go ahead and pass that out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I was also kind of thinking about Mary's passing. I was also thinking about a race car driver. What's one of the most important things for a race car driver? Huh? Safety. Okay. So what's the first line of safety for a race car driver? There you go. Buckle up. That's right. And that's what we want to do. I think we need to buckle up for this year. I think we need to buckle up just like in Ford and Ferrari. And I remember watching that movie in a theater. And, man, we were front and center, right in front of that. I could smell the fumes coming out of the the screen. And the sound and the rumble and all of that. And I believe we need to buckle up for 2025. There's some great things coming. And we need to be ready. We need to be in faith and anticipating that. So as we look at that, the title of the message is really called New Thing. Everyone say New Thing. We like new things, don't we? Good, Ron. I like new things. Name one new thing that you really like. Shout it out. Name something you like new. Run. Yeah? Hallelujah. I got a new car. Cool. I like it. All right? Another testimony. What do you like new? Clothes, yeah. I love new Under Armour. I'm an Under Armour fan. Yeah, I like new clothes, yeah. What else you like? Did you say something, sweetheart? I can't hear you, honey. Candy? Like new candy? That's all right. Keep the dentist busy, right? So every Christmas we have a new meat for Christmas. Caleb comes out from California, our youngest son, and he cooks a filet, a loin for us. Holy cow, it's like, oh, melt in my mouth. Yeah, I like, well, we all like new stuff, and that's what God is doing, this new thing. We need to understand what the word new means. New means it's never existed before. If there's a new move of God, then don't necessarily look at the way it's been done before. Look at it as something that's coming new. It's not existed before. Thank you, Joe. And it's new in contrast to what we think of in the past, right? And so I started writing this prophecy down, and I said, the Spirit of God wants to breathe a new freshness in the different areas of our lives. I think 2025, God wants us running in a fresh measure of strength, of power, and of His glory. Strength, measure of strength, power, and glory. What? There you go. Thank you. Let's go. Strength, and glory. Yeah, come on. New measure, 2025, right? And so I wrote these four things down, and then the next thing hit. There's a new wine here. There are new tongues being released. There's a new strength for our lives. Victory's here and now. Victory's here and now. Victory is here and now. Here and now. Now and here and now, right? Okay. And so, three little points here. Number one, can you believe for it? Hebrews 11:6. Let's get this in the regular version. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'm going to be careful with what I'm about to say. But we are all given 24 hours, 60 minutes per hour, and 60 seconds per minute per day. And if God were to pull up his chart and say, you spent X number of hours, minutes, and seconds with me last week, how much would it be? I'm serious, man. I about cried. I said, God, I repent. My screen time with heaven needs to be bigger than the screen time I have on my phone. However, I do get heaven stuff off my phone, so I'm thankful for that. Because this song came from that. Now, I'd like to give you the ULF translation of this verse. Because it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But in the outline, it says, with faith, it's possible. With faith, it's possible. You know it's possible for you and me to please God. What else do you want to do? What, you know, everybody talks about New Year's goals. Well, there's one right for you. Get your faith built up so God is pleased with your faith. Yeah. And if you make a mistake, repent and move on. Some people wallow in their mistakes. Oh, I'll never do that again. Get over it. Number two, can you prophesy what you're believing for out loud? 2 Corinthians 4:13. Very, very important. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and I forgot it. I believe and I forgot it. Come on, help me out here. I believe and I spoke. We believe, and therefore we speak. What's that mean? That means I believe for, since Ron and Marianne are leaving a month, Joe's leaving about 2 weeks, I believe for safe travels. But when I join with him, it says we believe, therefore we speak safe travels. They need provision. We speak the same thing. And the rest of you, whether it's your regular job during the week, whatever it is, wherever you're going, wherever the foots of your steps are, is your mission field. Let me say that one more time. Wake up here, church. Where your feet are is where your mission field is. Hallelujah. So here, I believe, therefore I speak. And we believe, therefore we speak. Now, Wolf translation. I believe, therefore I speak out loud. And sometimes really loud. And sometimes really soft. Sometimes I'm really soft with my time with the Lord. And there's other times, you know what? He can handle you. Yeah. But it has to be spoken out loud. You can't think it. You got to speak it out loud. Then you got to believe it. Yeah. You got to attach your faith to it. Is it hot in here? Number three, is it possible? Is it possible? Mark 9:23 in the New King James says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to you if you believe. All things are possible. Whatever you believe in God for. And you know what? Sometimes I think it's okay to downsize a little bit. A lot of little victories lead to big victories. And it's okay. It's okay. Just believe for something. And when that victory comes, and that's motivating to believe for the next thing. Sometimes it's hard to believe for everything at the same time. I'm going to be real here, right? Life is really full. There's a lot of things to believe God for. And there's a lot of challenges. And so sometimes it's like, God, I can't believe 1 through 20,000. So start with one or two, right? And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Yeah, all things are possible if you can believe. Amen? So there's a little treatise on faith. I love preaching on faith. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to go into the worship song. And I know it's repetitive. But you know what? When something is repetitive, you go home singing that phrase. There's a new thing coming. You're going to hear it 1,000 times in the next 7 minutes. It's about 7.5 minutes. And I'm just going to stand up here, try to encourage you. Pastor Larry, make sure this baby's strong enough, will you please?
Hey! can see a cloud. It's heavy with rain, and it looks like freedom, and it's headed our way. I can see a cloud, heavy with rain, and it looks like Jesus is headed our way.
Hallelujah. And that's a slam dunk. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't tell you how bad I want this. How bad do we want revival? How bad do we want to see salvations? How bad do we want freedom even in our own lives and setting the captives who need freedom and that provision to do that and the healing that's on the way? More healings, more healing. More power. When healings come, God gets the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when it sounds like joy, it's the joy of the Lord that gives us strength. It's the joy of heaven that strengthens us for the time and the season that we're coming into. It's not just a calendar year, it's a season. And so, God, we thank you for the fresh season that's coming. I'm going to say that differently now for just a minute. I thank you for the fresh season that's here right now. Right now, the fresh season is here that's going to continue, and it's going to keep continuing, and it's not going to wane. God is going to give us that fresh season, and it's going to continue to run with it. So, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the faith, the trust, and believe in you. And, Lord, we are so thankful for who you are, each and every day and each and every moment of our life. Father, I thank you that when we look back at 2025, we're going to go, wow, just wow, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second. Yeah, yeah. Month by month, week by week, day by day, hour by hour, and second by second, every step of the way. The steps of a good person, says man. We're all man, called mankind. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in their way. He takes great delight in your steps. He takes great delight in your direction. He takes great delight in giving you the measure of faith. He takes great delight in giving you revelation. He takes great delight in giving you the things it takes to share salvation with the lost, to mentor the weak, to walk and run with the strong. So God, we thank you for it. And Lord, each and every day, we're just going to get up and we're going to open up an eyelid. We're going to, today's the day. And then open up my eyelid and said, I agree with that in Jesus' name. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, bless you. Keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. Continue to be gracious unto you. And God, lift up your countenance upon us and give you, all of us, your peace in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout amen. Amen. I thought that was fun.